I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But in the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And before we get to today's actual shot, just a quick shout out to Alan White. If you do not know who Alan White is, Seattle resident, but known more internationally as the drummer for the band Yes. He passed away yesterday. Dude lived right in this area, man. And funny, I don't know how we did not play Yes yesterday. We talked about this. We said, let's play some Yes, right? Mm-hmm. The guy lived here. Phenomenal drummer. And as Miles said to me, we're getting on the elevator, said, man, he's a really good musician. And he goes, actually, if you're in the band Yes, whether you like Yes or not, you're a good musician.
You have to be.
Of that, there is no doubt, right? So Alan White, man. But today we toast salmon. But first, a little background. In March of last year, there's a restaurant chain in Taiwan called Shishiro. And they ran a gimmick in which anyone who used two characters for salmon could, keep in mind, could earn a free all-you-can-eat sushi meal. So sushi lovers who wandered in, they paid a small administrative fee and had their names legally changed. Now, some of these names include Salmon Dream, Dancing Salmon, and my favorite, Explosive Good-Looking Salmon. Well, the promotion has come and gone, and those who changed their names, they figured they could just change their names back. Thanks to a quirk in Taiwanese law, some of those who changed their names to Salmon, including our friends Salmon Dream, Dancing Salmon, and Explosive Good-Looking Salmon, yeah, they're stuck with those names permanently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's not their name.
I like Salmon.
There's just a law in Taiwan, and they're like, hey, man, you know, particular people anyway, you breach the law, this is not your name. They got to change all the paperwork, driver's license, deeds to their houses, but yeah, Explosive Good-Looking Salmon.
Okay.
Nice choice. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bichola!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault!
Come on!
It's on the Bad Choice Friday. Actually, this weekend, three-day weekend, the unofficial kickoff of summer. At least that's the way we looked at it. So we put up a Mungo Jerry in the summertime and the Go-Go's and vacation. How do we do on the voting there, Mike?
It was not close at all, Miles. And how
really?
Could it be? When it comes down between these two, there is no beating the man, Mungo Jerry.
He won.
Oh,
they won.
Mungo.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the weekend. Here you go. Here's your winner on a Bad Choice Friday.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.